Here's to my friend Bruce, last person in the world to send postcards from exotic places that he travels to. Also, he never misses an election. Not just voting, but doing volunteer work before, knocking on doors, doing the tough work on the street. Puts his money where his mouth is. 21st century guy, but still uses postcards. Here's to my friend Arnie, who fasted on Yom Kippur, but went to the Met game anyway. A couple years ago, that was. Bigger fan of the Mets than he is of Moses, I guess. It may take more than a few prayers to get the Mets to win, however. If the Mets were as good as playing baseball and Arnie is as solving crossword puzzles, they'd be in the World Series every year. Here's to my friend Seth. Told me to meet him in an Irish bar somewhere downtown. I got to the block, I forgot which place he told me to go. As I turned to the corner to walk down the street, I could hear his voice from way back of the bar, that bar across the street and five or six doors down. Yeah, his voice carries. And he has the biggest heart I know, although sometimes his liver is also working overtime. Here's to my friend John, who has been to more Bob Dylan concerts than Bob Dylan. John made the ultimate sacrifice for one show and sat in the third row instead of the first or the second, like he usually does. But he takes care of his friends, too, and he's the official road trip leader for Bob Dylan trips. Here's to my friend Julie, my partner in liberalism from back in 1972 when we tried to get our seventh grade class to realize that McGovern was the better choice over Nixon. They should have listened to us. Here's to my friend Dawn, rolling in her chair everywhere, hosting 20 people, cooking meals for them like it's nothing. Roll on, Dawn, an inspiration in a thousand ways, and besides, she always laughs at my jokes. Here's to my friend Mitch, one of the most devoted parents on the planet. His daughter went off to college and is doing fine. Mitch looks at the front door and starts to weep. But he'll be okay, and yeah, his daughter may very well be president of the United States one day. Here's to my friend Mark. He may have more CDs than me, his favorite Dead's from 1973. And if you're listening right now, Mark, at the end of the song, please turn off this and turn off Facebook and get back to work. Great guy, bad work habits. Here's to another guy I know named Mark and his beautiful wife Angelina. They're raising up those Brooklyn kids to be the coolest anywhere. They went through all sorts of craziness in their lives, but they're relentlessly cheerful, wonderful people, and it's been too long, and we gotta hang sometime soon. Let me know. Here's to my friend Rich. I'm not sure I have any quick funny stories about it off the top of my head, except he looks more like Salman Rushdie than Salman Rushdie, perhaps. Here's a picture of the two of them together. But yeah, Rich, let's do breakfast again. You're a great friend, and we gotta do that breakfast sometime soon. Here's to Joel, who I've known since 1964. Turn me on to Dylan and more. Let's see each other again before we're both too old to remember each other's names. Here's to my friend Bob, a fan of jazz and David Byrne, Lou Reed and Loudon Wainwright and all those musical places in between. And of course, all those great traditions like Indian food on Christmas Day, along with other great traditions over the years. Here's to my wife Helen. Well, that could be a whole other song. It probably should, in fact. It should be about 1,000 songs. I'm a lucky guy.